We're continuing the Shir in Likut Halachas, Chosh Nishpot, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Koyach Vaharsho, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey. V'zeh shebikesh Dovid HaMelech Shalom, and this is why Dovid HaMelech pleads with Hashem, Shofteini Hashem, please Hashem, you judge me, nobody else. Milfonecho mishpoti yetze. Let my judgment come only from you. Ubemokom acher hoimer, and another pasuk Dovid HaMelech says, Al tovoi b'mishpot esavdecha. Hashem, do not come with judgment to me. Like, don't judge me. Ukmai shehikshu rabbi senuzal. And our rabbis ask about this, that this seems to be a contradiction. Achal pianal, but based on what we spoke about in the previous shir, meyushov heitev al nochoin. You'll understand it very well, very clearly, what's going on here. Ki Dovid HaMelech Olav Hashalom Bikei Sheyeh Mishpotoi Me'ashem Yisporach Bi'atzmoi. What Dovid HaMelech was pleading with Hashem was that his judgment should come only from Hashem himself. K'mo shekosuv Shofteini Hashem Milfonecha Mishpoti Yetzeim. Ve'oz Bevadai Yihia Mishpot Berachamim Ubechem L'Gedoyla. And if it's Hashem himself that's judging me, no angels, no intermediate, nobody, then the judgment will definitely be with kind, loving kindness and all kinds of good things. What Dovid HaMelech was emphasizing was that the judgment of Hashem or the justice of Hashem should not present itself via anything else. It shouldn't go into anything else, any human being, any angel, or anything like that, whereby they'll be the ones judging me. That I don't want. V'zehu al tovoi b'mishpot esavdecha. And this is why he used this wording, Hashem, don't come with your judgment to your servant. Don't come, don't bring, in a sense. Shehu b'china shashem yisborach bo behislapshus. What he was referring to was when Hashem cloaks himself in something else or in someone else. Hashem hides himself behind a screen, you know, behind somebody else. Bebechinas, as we find in a pasuk, Hine anochi bo elecho bi'av he'onon. Hashem says, I'm going to come to you in the thickness of a cloud. So we see sometimes Hashem comes in a very direct way. No in-betweens, no barriers or anything. Pure, unadulterated Hashem. And sometimes Hashem comes cloaked in an angel, in a this, in a that, in a sin, in a situation. And what Dovid HaMelech was pleading was, Hashem, in terms of judging me, you and only you, nobody else. Because I know if I'm dealing with you and only you, I'll get the finest. I'll get the highest level of kindness that's possible. Whereas when the mishpat is nislabesh and other things, could be much worse. Kibemes Hashem Yisborach Meloi Chol Horetz Kivoidoi. Because we know the truth is that Hashem's kavod, Hashem's greatness fills the entire world. Veleis Asar Ponomine. There is no place in the world that's void of Hashem. And when a person remembers Hashem, he's conscious of Hashem, and he doesn't forget about Hashem even for a moment. 24/7, he's conscious, he fulfills the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. I realize that I'm in the presence of Hashem. Nimtza, therefore, such a person who koroiv l'Hashem Yisborach Tomid, is always close to Hashem, v'hu shoyfet es atzmoi b'chol eis lifnei Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoi. And that person is always calculating and measuring their words, their actions, and everything in the presence of Hashem. Meaning, because of the fact that this person is so conscious of the fact that he's always in Hashem's presence, every move he makes, he's always thinking a little bit before. Hold on a second. Person wants to yell at his wife. I can say anything I want to my wife. What if Hashem is in the room? What if you're not just saying it to your wife? You're saying it in the presence of Hashem to your wife. Now, buddy, you sure you want to say it the same way? Or maybe you want to say it a little bit differently. And all kinds of thoughts, words, and actions that a person does, if the person is fully cognizant and aware that he's in the presence of Hashem, he's going to be judging himself very carefully. The person's going to be judging every word, every move they make. Vaz, and when that's the case, bevadai hu nitzol mikol hamishpotem vadinim kanal. That person will certainly spare themselves all kinds of heavenly judgments and earthly judgments and everything. Because again, he don't need no babysitter, he don't need no policeman, he doesn't need anybody to watch him. He's watching himself. Because of the fact that he realizes that I'm in the presence of Hashem, he doesn't need anybody watching him, telling him, be careful. He's very careful. And this is what Dovid HaMelech was asking Hashem. Milfonecho mishpoti yetzei kanal. Hashem, let my judgment and justice be only from you. But a Jew who does not do this, who does not have his spoidedus every day, he doesn't spend some time alone with Hashem, auditing himself, reviewing his actions, his words, his interaction with Hashem, his interaction with other people. A person who doesn't do that, chas v'shalom, and doesn't audit himself on a daily basis, nimtza shashem yisborach rochok mibein einav, then Hashem is out of his sights. Hashem is not within his sights. Hashem is far away from that person. V'sheicheya chas v'shalom lifnei mihu asid liten din v'cheshbon. And this person forgets who he's going to be standing in front of to be judged in the future. And just as this person allows himself to be distant from Hashem, Hashem distances himself from that person. Because the Torah says, you leave me for one day, I'll leave you for 2 days. Because you walk away, I'll walk away. You walk in the opposite direction, I'll walk in the opposite direction. And then, when this person has to be judged, Hashem doesn't come to him directly in an obvious way, but rather, Hashem cloaks himself and comes at this person with judgment. Like a person who's coming from the distance, not like a close friend. When a close friend comes to talk to you or to discuss something with you, it's with a certain attitude. When somebody who you hardly have any contact with comes to discuss something important, they're very businesslike. And kaviyochel Hashem cloaks himself in different garments. We're not buddy-buddy. You and I are not buddy-buddy because I'm not in your life all day. You don't think about me all day, so we're not such close friends. Shazai ein ho'odo makiroisoi. And when that happens, the person doesn't recognize Hashem. Because again, he hasn't seen, he's not conscious of Hashem all the time. He's not aware of Hashem. So when Hashem is coming at him from the distance, and Hashem is coming in his business suit, Hashem is not coming like a close friend with warm words. Hashem is coming totally businesslike with judgment and justice. The person doesn't recognize, that's not my daddy. That's not my buddy. Kemoikein Hashem Yisborach, Shenisrachik Memenu Aydei Maisov. And so too Hashem, from whom this person has distanced himself as a result of his actions, Al Shelechishev Drochov, because this person doesn't think about everything he does. And this person doesn't audit themselves all the time. Hashem comes at that person with mishpat, like somebody coming from far away. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says Hashem comes to certain people, not like daddy, not like Avinu Malkeinu, not, but he comes with mishpat, justice. Hainu shehamishpat mislabesh bishar dvarim. And this aspect of justice of Hashem cloaks itself in all kinds of things. It can cloak itself in a tax problem, in a health problem, chas v'shalom, in a shalom bayis problem, v'kanal, as we discussed earlier. V'oz, and when that happens, koshe l'hakiroi, so we said it's hard to recognize Hashem. U'tzrichen oz l'habit heitev l'hakiroi spora. The person has to look very, very carefully into what's happening to them in order for them to realize that this is Hashem. This is not the IRS, it's not Mas Hakhnasa, it's not the doctor, it's Hashem coming at me. Kibemes, because the truth is, afilu im ein hodam zoiche lefashvesh b'maisov, v'lishpoit esatzmei mikoidim. Even if a person doesn't study their actions and their words very carefully and audit themselves up front, ad shebo hadin olav chas v'shalom, and then what happens is Hashem comes at that person like a locomotive. Hashem comes at that person swinging with different kind of axes, you know, a health problem, a chas v'shalom, other problems. Even in such a situation, if the person is smart, what they will do when they see themselves having a problem or going through any kind of problems is, the first thing they're going to do is tshuva. The first thing I'm going to do is apologize to Hashem for anything I might have done wrong that's causing me this problem. And I want to analyze what people I'm involved in, what am I doing, maybe I hurt somebody's feelings, and maybe that's why this problem is coming at me. Ulahalois kol hayirois hanefulois lahashem isborach. And to take all the fears that a person has from these problems that back a person into the wall, that frighten the person and terrorize the person, for the person to take all of that fear and terror that's being generated by the problem and plug it back into its source, to recognize it's not the, I'm not afraid of IRS, I'm not afraid of a hospital, I'm afraid of Hashem. That's what to be afraid of them. It's only Hashem that we have to be afraid of and respect. If al dahainu sheyizboinen, for the person to think carefully, she'en shum dovor sheyuchal yorois ulahavchedoisoi, that there's nothing in the world that can frighten me or scare me, oilasois boidin, or judge me, v'yisurim, or give me suffering, chas v'shalom, ki im al pi mishpot shelamala. Unless Hashem gives the green light, unless Hashem told him to do it. If I see a snake in the distance, a big poisonous snake, and he's looking at me and I'm looking at him, the first thought that has to come to my mind is, did Hashem give him my name, or did Hashem give him somebody else's name? If Hashem gave him somebody else's name, he can't touch me, can't do anything to me. If chas v'shalom, due to things that I've done wrong, he's got my name, I better head for the hills. Exactly, there's nothing, akim al pi mishpot shelamala, only through a verdict that was issued from heaven. And the only way that this thing can harm me is through the Hashem who has hidden himself in this thing, in this snake, in this disease, in this financial problem, whatever it is. Shezehu bechinas yira ilo sheyorda. This is referring to the spiritual, the fear of Hashem, the holy fear that has come, that has left the throne of Hashem, ba'avoynoisav, as a result of our sins, v'nislabsha be'elu hadvorim, and it's hiding itself, it's cloaking itself in these things, sheyeshloi pachad v'yisurim em chashom, which the person is afraid of, or which the person is getting beaten up by. V'oz, kishem izboinen kolzo is heitev be'emes u'betomim, and then, if the person will think about this with real sincerity and simplicity and honesty, and the person will review his actions, and at least now, when this punishment is coming at him, or it's affected him already, he'll judge himself, the person will audit himself and watch and think very carefully of anyone he might have wronged or did he do anything wrong to Hashem. Vishov b'tshuva shleim al Hashem yisborach. And the person will do complete tshuva to Hashem. Azai zoiche lahalois kol hayirois hanefulois l'sharoshim kanal. Then that person will take all of that fear that has cloaked itself in these physical problems, in these problems that the person is dealing with in this world, he'll take all of those fears and elevate them and return them back to Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, first choice is do this on a daily, don't wait to get punished. Don't wait to get that pink slip or that red slip or whatever it is. Judge yourself daily, spend time, quality time alone with Hashem every day. And part of that time is dedicated to mishpat, to auditing yourself. If you do that on a constant basis and you do it correctly, you will not know from any other judgment, not on earth and not in heaven, because you're handling it yourself. So Hashem doesn't have to judge you and the judgment. But if the person doesn't do that on a daily basis, and it's only when Hashem tickles him, Hashem throws a knife at him or an arrow at him, or a serious problem at him, then the person scratches his head and says, hey, maybe someone's trying to tell me something. Maybe Hashem is trying to tell me something. So Rav Nosson Zal says, even then, even after the problem has arrived, you're in the crisis already, even then, the right thing to do is say, hold it, what I must have done. This is not health, this is Hashem. This is Hashem communicating to me with his fist, with his left hand, with his midas adin. Let me think, what do I have to correct? What can I fix that'll get me out of this mess? How do I improve my relationship with Hashem? So Rav Nosson Zal says, that's second best, to do it then. But Rav Nosson Zal says, unfortunately, avol be'emes, koshe me'oid oz leha'aloison levaron. Once the problem has arrived on your doorstep, once you're getting that pain and suffering, whatever it is, it's very hard to elevate it, to be able to look at it and say, that's really Hashem. That's not something materialistic, it's really Hashem. Kiim b'yegiyah gedoyla, unless the person really works hard on their emunah, on their faith in Hashem and their connection with Hashem, uberachamim rabim. And unless the person is zoicha to invoke Hashem's great, great kindness, that Hashem should give the person the ability to see through the problem, to see who's behind the problem, that what's behind the problem is Hashem. And how can I improve, how can I fix my relationship with Hashem or my fellow Jew, and then Hashem will take away the problem. The example that's given many times is that a person throws a rock at you, let's say. Another person throws a rock at a person. Most normal people will not pick up that rock and start yelling at it or start punching the rock because the rock hit me or it almost hit me. So I'll show that rock. Most people aren't that stupid, you know. They'll look for who threw that rock. And yet we in this materialistic world, which is so combobulated, you know, and so is so mixed up and we're so confused and we're on that treadmill of life, we're running so, that when a problem comes at us, the first thing we start doing is analyzing the problem itself, focusing on the problem, the rock, and not stopping to think who threw that rock. Why did he throw that rock? He's perfect. It's Hashem. It's Rabbi Hashem himself. And he don't make mistakes. If that rock came at me, there's something I've done to deserve having a rock thrown in my direction. Let me think carefully and see what can I fix? What can I improve now? So Hashem will call off the rocks and the snakes. Ukemayshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, page 17, La'olim yakdim adam tefila letzara. A person should always make sure to daven Hashem before the problem shows up. Because once the problem shows up, much, much more difficult. Ubifrat, mi yodea im yizke lehusoyra roz leshloshu benes. And especially since, who knows whether this person who has been hit with a thunderbolt by Hashem, who knows if he's going to be zeicha, that it's going to inspire him and motivate him to do tshuva. Ki lefamim, because many times, afilu kishayisurin boen al odom chas v'shalom, even when a person has pain or suffering or some kind of a major problem, afal pikein einoi zeicha lo shuv l'Hashem yisborach. Not only does the person not do tshuva, sometimes as a result of the pain and suffering, he decides to move further away from Hashem, to get further away from Yiddishkeit. Look at this. Here I thought I was being religious. I go to shul once a week, and I give charity once every 6 months. And look at this. I have this problem. Maybe I'm giving too much charity. Maybe I'm going too often to shul. Maybe I'll get on the annual program or a biannual program, you know. So not always does a person read. Unfortunately, we in this world, instead of reading the message as an inspiration to come closer to Hashem, there are many people, chas v'shalom, who take it the wrong way. Ki hein bechinas yirois hanefulois shemehem achizas hachitzoinim anal. Because as we explained earlier, these problems that come at a person, this pain and suffering, is a form of yira that started out in a very holy place up by the throne of Hashem, but it's fallen down into this world, and it's cloaked itself in that problem. And once that happens, the klipos, the satan, the etzara, attach themselves to that. And again, they don't allow you to read the message the right way. They cause the person, unfortunately, not to take the hint. And therefore, sometimes, if the person doesn't try very hard to overcome his yetzer hara, to overcome his evil inclination, and to overcome the negativity inside of him, but rather to think carefully, hold it, what's going on here? I'm a Jew. The Torah says Hashem loves Jews. Why am I being given this problem? It's not Hashem's fault. It's got to be me. It's got to be something that I'm doing that has taken me out of the good graces of Hashem. Because the Torah makes it perfectly clear that the default is that Hashem loves every Jew a lot. And he wants to give us parnasa, and he wants to give us children, and he wants to give everything. Toiv Hashem lakoil. So if I'm getting his left hand, if I'm getting hit or beaten up in any way, it's got to be me, and I got to figure out what I can do to fix myself. And therefore, unfortunately, if a person isn't zoicha to do that, hey matin u'ma'akven es levava yosech hashom, then the Yetzirah confuses the person and causes the person's heart to become more crooked, more defective, more against Hashem chas v'shom. Alkein, toiv la gever sheyakdim lishboit esatzma mikoidem anal. Therefore, it is highly recommended for the person not to wait. Don't wait for problems to come. Preemptive strike. Every day you're meeting with Hashem. Every day you're ordering yourself. Don't wait for any letters from court, any lawyer's letters or any of that stuff. Any summons from the court, chas v'shalom. Kedei shelo yitzarech hadin lehislabish esatzmei chas v'shalom, so that Hashem's judgment should not have to cloak itself in any subliminal messages that he sends you, chas v'shalom. V'zehu al tovoi b'mishpot esavdecho. Hashem, please don't come at me with mishpot. Shelo yovoi b'mishpot, don't come with mishpot, meaning haynu shelo yislabish ha-mishpot b'dvorem acherem rechoikim enisporuch. What David HaMelech was asking was, Hashem, please, when you're judging me, or when you want, don't come at me like from the distance, cloaking yourself and hiding yourselves in other things, where it becomes hard for me to know that it's you. Ki oz bevadai lo yitztak lefanav kol choy. Because the pasuk goes on to say, Hashem, if you come at me that way, no human being will come out righteous. If you come at us from the distance, or if you cloak yourself in punishments and suffering and things like that, most human beings are not going to take that in a good way. It's not going to motivate them to do tshuva. Aval kishekroivim l'Hashem yisborach. Whereas when a person is close to Hashem, v'hamishpat mimenu yisborach biatzmai, and the judgment is coming directly and only from Hashem, no intermediaries. Hashem doesn't pass it on to anybody else. How? Alidei she'odam shofet es atzmai. As a result of the fact that the person is auditing himself, azai hamishpat hu rak rachamim v'chemla v'chanina. Then Hashem will see to it that this person's judgment will be with kindness, softness. Ki mishpat hu rachami, because of the Zohar HaKadosh. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that mishpat leans to the side of kindness. There's chesed, which is on the right side. There's gevura, which is on the left side. And mishpat is in the middle, somewhere in the middle, and sometimes can lean to the right also. The example of this is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham is Isha Chesed, Yitzchak is Pachad Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu is Mishpat. There's a pasuk Mishpat with Tzedakah B'Yaakov. There's a few psukim that associate, and we know that Yaakov Avinu leans to the side of Avraham Avinu more than to Yitzchak. He leans towards kindness more than the other way. So again, if a person is judging themselves, they're auditing themselves, they'll either avoid all other judgments completely, or if Hashem has to judge them, Hashem will come as Hashem. No, not hiding himself in anything else, where it'll be very obvious to the person so that the person can do tshuva. We know that Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran, quoting the Gemara, that there's a pasuk, Ulecho Hashem hachesed, to you Hashem is kindness, ki ato tishalim le'ish kemasehu, because you Hashem pay a person according to their actions. So all the commentaries is, that's not kindness, that's justice, that's fairness. Fair is if I do good things, I get reward, I do bad things, I get punished. Why does it say Ulecho Hashem hachesed? And the Mefarshim explain that with two explanations that Rabbeinu Zal gives. Number one, that when it says Hashem pays the person according to his actions, means that when Hashem has to punish the person, he punishes it in a way that it's easy for the person to read what the message is. If a person, chas v'shalom, has pain in their feet, then they know Hashem is sending me a message that's related to the feet. Maybe I went where I shouldn't have gone, etc. Or I have to study the books in Torah that explain how the feet apply to Yiddishkeit to know what I need to correct. It's called mida keneged mida, where the punishment fits the crime in order to make it easier for the person to do tshuva, to correct what they need to correct. That's one aspect of kindness in this. The second aspect of kindness is that it's brought that the last letters of the words ato Teshalem le'ish kemaseyu, spell the word mashehu. Mashehu in Hebrew means a fraction. True, Hashem pays a person according to his deeds. He punishes him according to the crime. But he does it like 1/1,000th or 1/1,000,000th. If a person would know how serious a disrespect, if a person realized how great Hashem is and how small we are, and what a terrible, terrible crime it is when we show the slightest disrespect to Hashem, Hashem should chop the person into 1,000,000 pieces and burn him alive. You know. So even though he's paying the person according to his actions, it's mashahu, it's fractional. It's a tiny, tiny drop. So these are two explanations that Rabbeinu Zal gives in Likut Imran to show how even when the judgment is coming from Hashem, if Hashem is not hiding in a snake or an IRS agent or this, if Hashem's doing it himself, you will see kindness in there. You'll see that it's fractional. You'll see that it's mida keneged mida, that he's sending you a clear message for you to know what exactly you need to fix. I remember my Rebbe, Reb Michael Dorfman, Zichron Avracha, told us about one of the great tzaddikim in Uman during his time, the person who was responsible for the kever of Rabbi Nachman before Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichrono Livracha. His name was Reb Zanvil. And he said this Reb Zanvil grew up in a very religious home in Russia with the advent of communism and all of that stuff. He unfortunately got caught in that net and went off the derech completely and got involved in theater, Jewish theater, and that, which was based mostly about making fun of religion. That was Jewish theater in communist Russia, that was it all about, to insult religion every way it could so that people would drop religion and replace it with atheism, communism. So he got involved in that, and then somehow in some kind of business dealing, he ended up in jail, in prison. And he told Reb Michal that he said to Hashem, "Hashem, I know why I'm here. I know exactly what you want for me. If you get me out of here, I'll do it." And sure enough, he said, Hashem got him out of there. He did complete shuv, he turned around, became a very, very religious Jew. And again, he was the person in charge of the Breslov group who would go to Rabbi Nachman's kever during communist Russia, where they risked their life to do it, to be there for Erev Rosh Hashanah, etc. So here again, we see sometimes Hashem will be very clear in sending a person a message so that the person knows exactly what to fix in order to get out of Hashem's bad graces back into Hashem's good graces. We'll hold it over here for now, so people can go to the 12 o'clock shiur downstairs. I hope